time for this week's recipe roundup. This week, I have a somewhat healthy dessert recipe. It's a simplified version of Bananas Foster. It's really just fried bananas. So if you like banana bread or banana pudding, you'll definitely love this dessert. And you can make it in the fraction of the time that it would take to make a pudding or a bread. Your ingredients that you'll need are some bananas cut into rounds, honey, which is optional, but I definitely think it adds a certain another level of sweetness and an extra good flavor, some cinnamon, and then salt to taste. Your first step, on medium heat, you're going to melt butter in a nonstick pan. Once the butter begins to bubble slightly, you can put the banana slices in and make sure that each of the pieces are in direct contact with the bottom of the pan. So you don't want it to be all piled in there. You want them to each kind of be laid out flat. And as those are frying, you're going to sprinkle lightly with cinnamon. Once that side has a nice browning, which should take, it takes about 4 minutes to get that browning, and that can be up to your option how brown you want them. I will say the browner it gets, the more like a caramel flavor and a caramelization you'll get on the banana. So it'll be a little bit crunchy on the outside, or chewy at very least. But once that side has reached your favorite level of browning, you can flip each banana slice over to fry the other side. You're going to sprinkle that other side with cinnamon again. And if you desire to add honey to it, which will add a little bit of sugar, but it's not very much, just drizzle it quickly back and forth across the bananas, and you won't need much honey to make an impact. I would say less than a tablespoon will do the trick. And then you're going to continue to fry the bananas. I like to use a swirling motion with the skillet to kind of let the bananas flow over that nonstick surface with the butter. I think it just helps with the browning and creating that caramelized outer exterior. And then you're just going to do that until that other side reaches your level of browning that you desire, and eat them. Salt them to taste. That can provide a little bit of a salted caramel flavor if you enjoy that. That's also optional. They're great on their own, but it's very heavenly with some vanilla ice cream or whipped cream. You can find that recipe online at Allegheny Mountain Radio under the special features section, where you can find all of our other recipes. And if you happen to make it and you would like to share your experience with us, you can email your pictures or your reviews to me at sage@amrmail.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.